So this is Dante Tondola from WRSU. We're here with two members of the Arkells, awesome band from Canada.
My name is Max. I sing, play guitar.
I'm Mike. I play guitar.
So give me a bit of history. How did you guys get together, and what's your path to getting here today at the Meadows?
It's been a slow and steady one, but it's been fun. We met in school at college, actually. Up in Canada, we call it university. So at McMaster University, which is in Hamilton, an hour outside of Toronto. And we met on like the second day of school, and that's sort of like when the band began. And we played throughout college, and just as we were finishing up, we started working with a label and a proper manager, and that sort of became our job right out of school. So we were lucky. We didn't have to do that awkward like 3-year period when you finish school and you don't know what to do. We went right into being in a touring band.
So where does the name Arkells come from?
Max and I, we lived on a street in Hamilton called Arkell Street. And what happened was we had another name. We used to be called Charlemagne. And the guy, he lived somewhere down here in the States, Wisconsin maybe. Wisconsin, yeah. And he wanted to sue us. So we had to change our name very quickly. So we just went for Arkells. Kind of reminded us of a Motown band like the Shirelles or something like that.
Yeah, I definitely digged it. I did a little homework on you guys. Your dad was a college radio DJ, is that correct?
Yeah.
And you grew up on a lot of classic rock, right?
Sure, yeah.
So can you name like a few of your favorite classic albums?
Yeah, I mean, most of the Beatles catalog is what I listened to until I was like 12 years old. That and Motown. Because my dad went to school in Wayne State in Detroit. He's a New Yorker, actually, originally. And so at our house, we had tons of records. Obviously the Stones and Neil Young, but I listened to a lot of Beatles and a lot of Motown. Smokey Robinson, Temptations, the Supremes.
How about you? Do you have any classic rock influence like that, or do you have a different background?
Yeah, I mean, I also like lots of classic rock, like Damn the Torpedoes, Tom Petty, or like old Billy Joel, like Stranger, yeah, stuff like that. But growing up, we had a lot of Canadian music. There's a lot of like, sort of not Canada only, but like really homegrown sort of Canadian acts that tour a lot and came to our towns, and we got to see them play live. And I think while like those like really legendary bands from the United States that were really big, like Tom Petty, for example, were cool. I think for us, like getting to see these guys come to town and plug in their guitars and like play a great show, that was really like what influenced me to want to pick up a guitar and play in a band and be excited about that whole lifestyle and that the idea of making music. So it's interesting how us Canadian bands, we have our own little like ecosystem of influences.
Yeah, it's actually cool. Like the generation sort of before us were the bands we would have seen when we were 17 years old, and of that group, like the really big ones that got out of Canada and have more of an international presence are Arcade Fire, Broken Social Scene, the Stars, and who I just saw actually backstage because Broken Social Scene is playing today, but. But amongst that class, there's other bands like Wintersleep and the Constantines and Joel Plaskett, who all had a really big effect on us.
So that kind of leads me to my next question. Like, you guys thrive in the Canadian music ecosystem. You got Juno Awards, your albums are like number 3, but like in America, it's like a whole different scene. So like coming here today, you guys pulled in a pretty big crowd for a 12 o'clock show. I mean, that's probably the biggest thing I've seen in the morning so far. And so what is it like? Do you guys actively try to like break into the U.S. market more, or is it like kind of like you just do some shows and you know kind of hope for the best? Or how does that? What's your take on the American market?
It's really big and it's very competitive. It's 10 times the size of Canada, and no matter where you go in America, there's still kind of like regional bands. Like as much as the internet has broken down borders, there's still a lot of regional pride that comes into play. So there's obviously bands that are like really big in California but maybe aren't that big on the East Coast and vice versa. So for us, it's like you need to be really good, you need to keep writing good songs and deliver good shows, and you also need some luck on your side. You know, you need, you know, some of the gatekeepers in different markets to get behind the band and want to play it on the radio or to get festival sets like this. So it's like for us, it's always been about kind of trying our best to control what we can control, which is, you know, delivering a great show and write songs, and then hope that you're working with a team that is sort of chasing down every opportunity and turning over every stone. And for the first like number of years in the band, we didn't get any of those chances down here. And in the last couple of years, we've started to get, you know, some chances. So we're just happy about that. So, and we know it's like we can control what we can control, and the proof is kind of in the pudding. It's like every time we come back to one of these things, the show's getting a little bigger. So that's good.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. I think it's all work in progress, and when we come down here, we don't think about too much about being Canadian. We just sort of think about trying to be a good band and trying to come to people's cities and give them what they want, which is a great performance, a really like honest, spirited performance, and that's what attracts us to bands. So, yeah, like Max said, there's only so many things you can control.
So you guys have this like really electric stage presence, like for a morning show and like being out here. It's like it kind of woke me up this morning to see you like, you know, jump into the crowd and stuff, and you don't see a lot of rock bands doing that anymore. They kind of just stay, you know, on stage, and they're like, you know, I'm playing my guitar, I'm doing my thing, you know, don't mess with me. But to jump out into the crowd, who influenced you to do that? Like, how did you craft it on your own, or did you look at a performer when you were younger and were like, you know, I wanna be like this, like Mick Jagger or Bruce Springsteen or something like that?
Good question. I mean, I'm trying to think who. I mean, a lot of, like, I'm not much of like a punk rocker myself, but I've always admired the ethos of a lot of punk rock bands who are sort of unafraid to be like with the people. You know, like even at the age of 65, Springsteen still goes crowd surfing. There's this guy who we toured with like years ago, this guy Rich Acoin, who's from Canada, and he puts on this like one-man solo electro show, and he brings like, what are those things called?
Yeah, like, do you guys have, I'm not sure if you have these in America, like the big colorful parachute thing, and then like when you were a kid where you like, everybody like makes it go up and down, and then you all get underneath, and it's like this like, you know, Technicolor thing that as a kid it feels really cool in this little tent with everybody. He like does that at a live show, so he like brings the thing and he gets everybody in the crowd to get underneath the parachute, I guess.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, this works if we're headlining a set just as well, but I feel like in the beginning of the day, because people are very sober, people are waking up, people are aware that it's like, okay, this is the first set of the day. It's not like the most packed thing. People might be thinking a little too much. So if you can kind of get in there with them and slap them around and just realize this is like a communal experience and that we're up there having a good time, and it only works if everyone's like having a good time, then that's what you got to do. And by kind of like breaking down that imaginary wall between the band and the crowd, I think is an effective move.
That's awesome. Yeah, those big multicolored things, probably the most exciting thing in elementary school gym class. So we do have those here in America.
Good.
So what's next for you guys? You know, you had a number 3 in Canada, your last album. Are you guys recording now? Or are you just touring? Like, so what can we expect as, like, you know, this American audience?
We're announcing a New York show on Monday. So we're playing the Battery Ballroom in November. We're doing a bunch of North American shows, like, from October and November, and in between those dates we're recording, so we're always pretty busy.
Anything you're excited for specifically tonight at the Meadows?
You know what, we got a boogie because we got to get home and then fly out to Newfoundland for a show, so we're doing a little more press. We're gonna maybe get some catering, but the big plan is to get some New York City pizza and eat it in the van.